Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today, this episode is all for the birds. You know, a lot of people I know down here think they're Jimmy Buffett or are living in Margaritaville, and they have parrots. And you know, parrots can make good pets. They're very friendly, and they form deep, affectionate bonds with humans. But it's not guaranteed, and depends on the species, individual personality, proper socialization, and the owner's consistent, positive interaction and care. And you know, parrots are like human beings, or dogs, or cats. Each one has its own personality. Some are naturally more social and easily bond with people. Others are wary, requiring time and patience to build trust. So some species, like bulldruggers and cockatiels, are known for being more beginner-friendly and social, while larger, more complex birds, like African greys and macaws, which are beautiful, require exceptional owners. And I'm going to say that you should really consult a vet before you decide if a parrot or a cockatiel is right for you. If you have young children, probably not. If you have other animals. And of course, always buy or adopt responsibly. So, what makes a difference? An individual experience, a parrot's past experience, including their upbringing and treatment by previous owners, significantly impacts their ability to form bonds. Proper socialization from a young age helps parrots become confident and outgoing and friendly companions rather than fearful. And you, it's all on you, the owner. You have to be consistent. You have to be positive. You have to teach trust and involve the bird in daily activities to help create a strong, friendly bond because they are very smart animals. And does Polly want a cracker? Folks, be sure to look into the proper diet. So interactions, how they show affection. Well-adjusted parrots enjoy participating in their human flock's daily activities. Physical contact. They may enjoy being stroked on the head, under the chin, or on the chest. Don't we all? Parrots are intelligent. They can bond deeply, even forming what appear as mate bonds if they're the only bird in a home. I know a friend of mine had a bird, and it was a male bird, and it loved her. And gosh, if she had a date at the house, well, it was a flock and a mess. Important considerations. Biting. Parrots are intelligent and sensitive, and proper handling can lead to biting even in normally friendly birds. This is really important. It is a lifelong commitment. They can live for many decades, requiring a significant commitment. So you have to think about that as well. What happens if you're older or you have to move into assisted living, et cetera, et cetera. Misinterpretation of behavior. Okay, don't pet them in certain areas like the back or under the wings. It can be misinterpreted as sexual behavior, potentially leading to unwanted aggression. So, you know, if you're thinking about getting a parrot, there's a 3-3-3 rule. And that suggests a period of 3 days for the bird to decompress as a new pet, 3 weeks to establish a routine and understand its new environment, and 3 months to truly feel comfortable and settled. I encourage you to check our podcast channel on RadioSt.Pete.com for the blog that accompanies this story. Always consult a vet. Always adopt or buy responsibly from an owner or even better, from a pet rescue. For Radio St. Pete Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.